beautiful. Tough act to follow. Your program is wrong. I am not the Reverend Stephen Eddington. I'm Harry Kirkheiser to bring you the words for reflecting the point as soon as I put on my glasses. In the preface to Doubt, a parable, the playwright John Patrick Shannon writes, "There's a symptom apparent in America right now. It's evident in political talk shows, in entertainment coverage, in artistic criticism of every kind, in religious discussion. We are living in a courtroom culture. We were living in a celebrity culture, but that's dead. Now we're only interested in celebrities if they're in court. We are living in a culture of extreme advocacy, of confrontation, of judgment and verdict. Discussion has given way to debate. Communications has become a contest of wills. Public talking has become obnoxious and insincere. Why? Maybe it's because deep down under the chatter, we have come to a place where we know that we don't know anything. But nobody's willing to say that. Let me ask you, have you ever held a position in an argument past the point of comfort? Have you ever defended a way of life in which you were on the verge of exhaustion? Have you ever given service to a creed you no longer utterly believed in? Have you ever told a girl you loved her and felt the faint nausea of eroding conviction? I have. It's not me. That's an interesting moment. For a playwright, it's the beginning of an idea. I saw a piece of real estate on which I might build a play that sat on something silent in my life and in my time. It started with a title, Doubt. What is doubt? Each of us is like a planet. There's the crust which seems eternal. We are confident about who we are. If you ask, we can readily describe our current state. I know my answers to so many questions, as do you. What was your father like? Do you believe in God? Who's your best friend? What do you want? Your answers are your current topography, seemingly permanent, but deceptively so. Because under the face of easy response, there is another you, and this wordless being moves just as the instant moves. It presses upward without explanation, fluid and wordless, until the resisting conscious has no choice but to give way. It is doubt, so often experienced initially as weakness, that changes things. When a man feels unsteady, when he falters, when hard-won knowledge evaporates before his eyes, he's on the verge of growth. A subtle or violent reconciliation of the outer person and the inner core often at first seems like a mistake, like you've gone the wrong way and you're lost. But this is just emotion, longing for the familiar. Life happens when the tectonic power of your speechless soul breaks through the dead habits of the mind. Doubt is nothing less than an opportunity to re-enter the present. Maybe spend a few moments in silent contemplation. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many